Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
For a moment there, the Trump administration thought they had successfully moved Epstein out of the headlines after capturing Maduro and militarily invading Venezuela. The capture of Maduro was successful. The military did a good job. But what follows is a nation-building exercise where the United States may have to go boots on the ground after we didn't even successfully remove the regime. Maduro's vice president is still in power and is still operating in the exact same way, and we've looped back around to more Epstein files, kind of being released, but the problem is the DOJ continues to over-redact files while delaying the release of the full set. Let me remind you, what resurfaced the entire Epstein controversy was Elon Musk, of all people. While he was feuding with Trump, as he was in the administration working with them, he said, time to drop the really big bomb. At real Donald Trump is in the Epstein files. That is the real reason they have not been made public. Have a nice day, DJT. Remember, Elon Musk was the person who was inside. He had all of the information and the data in the White House, and that was his job, was to go through and sift through the data, find ways for abuse. So he knows this. He understands this. We can also point back to this Pam Bondi clip.
And this is something Donald Trump has talked about. The DOJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files.
Okay, but we know all this. There are new updates that are popping up. The oversight Dems pointed out on January 3rd. We are sure it's just a coincidence, but today is the statutory date for the DOJ to explain its redactions in the Epstein file productions. We have not forgotten, and we won't let up, regardless of the president's new constitutional actions. We also point out that one day ago, the word Epstein did not appear at all on the front page of the New York Times when it was dominating the headlines for a few months. So Donald Trump thought he could benefit in multiple ways. He thought maybe he could get oil from Venezuela while knocking Epstein out of the headlines. It's not that simple. Harry Sisson points out, Trump's DOJ just admitted in a letter to a federal judge released today that they've only reviewed less than 1% of the Epstein files. This is the most obvious and disgusting cover-up in American history. This reads, overview of work in progress and documents remaining to be reviewed. To date, the department has now posted to the DOJ Epstein Library webpage approximately 12,285 documents comprising of approximately 125 pages in response to the Epstein Files Transparency Act. There are now more than 2 million documents potentially responsive to the act that are in various phases of review. I'm going to say that this is a larger cover-up than Watergate in size, scope, and scale due to the multi-department aspect of it. Watergate, the main cover-up was concentrated within Nixon's main cabinet. Of course, it was awful. It was a massive scandal that dominated the headlines. But this is throughout the entire administration, from the FBI to the DOJ to the president himself, actively working to cover this up, actively slow rolling it. We may not see some of the files until Trump leaves office, according to the DOJ. Epstein's emails also show that Jeffrey Epstein was helping Russia blackmail Donald Trump. Joni says, I will continue posting about this until more people are aware. This says, Shurkin was great, from Jeffrey Epstein. He understood Trump after our conversations. It is not complex. He must be seen to get something. It's that simple. Someone responded, I think you might suggest to Putin that Lavrov can get insight on talking to me. Shurkin used to, but he died. Both of these messages from Jeffrey Epstein saying that he can help the Russians manipulate Donald Trump. Here's Don Lemon on the Epstein files.
What's in those Epstein files? I mean, come on, what is in those Epstein files? Because every time that story gets close to daylight, something else explodes. A new crisis, a new emergency, a new headline that pulls everyone's attention away. We were promised transparency. We were promised the truth. Instead, we got delays. We got silence, we got noise, and then suddenly, nobody's talking about Epstein right now. Nobody's talking about the delays, the chaos. that we're not going to be able to get it all out on time. There are a million more files. No one is talking about that. There's no context to the files. Nobody's talking about who's named, talking about who's nervous. We're talking about Venezuela and a situation that Donald Trump likes to do, a playbook that he chooses to use all the time. He extracts from the same playbook. He runs the same play over and over. He's like the quarterback. Omaha, let's do Omaha 47.
Continuing on, the oversight Dems pointed out today, the Epstein files production we received from the DOJ last month was both incomplete and overly redacted. Entire pages blacked out with zero explanation, a clear obstruction of justice for survivors and accountability for co-conspirators. Those same survivors came out today calling for Trump to be impeached over the handling of the file release. Let me point out, due to a series of unfortunate events, this could very well play out. Republican Representative Doug LaMalfa died earlier last night. Marjorie Taylor Greene resigned from Congress last night. A special election on Texas will be held to put another Democrat in office, and Mike Johnson's House majority will be non-existent. Next month, he can only lose one vote, meaning Trump's term is essentially dead. He's essentially a lame duck, and Epstein survivors themselves are calling for him to be impeached over his handling of the file release. Eight of the main Epstein survivors are calling for the impeachment of Donald Trump, as well as demanding an investigation into Attorney General Pam Bondi and FBI boss Cash Patel. The Colombian President Gustavo Petro even called out Trump and said a clan of pedophiles is trying to destroy our democracy.
Un clan de pedófilos quiere acabar la democracia en Colombia. Duro, sí, pero ahí está la realidad. Y para que no salga la lista, entonces nos envían acorazados a matar pescadores de esta ciudad. Y amenazar al vecino, que si dictador o no, ¿cómo que el pueblo de Colombia va a aplaudir que invadan a su hermano que no es el presidente?
To continue, Rove points out, Donald Trump's name is in the Epstein files. He's been accused of rape. There is clear-cut proof. This is the number one reason for attacking Venezuela. Number two is oil. Someone says Trump is still a pedophile no matter how many countries he bombs. Here's Epstein in 2010.
Have you ever had a personal relationship with Donald Trump?
What do you mean by personal relationships?
Have you socialized with him?
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever socialized with Donald Trump in the presence of females under the age of 18?
Though I'd like to answer that question, at least today, I'm going to have to assert my 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendment rights, sir.
And then Donald Trump in 2016, if you're innocent, why are you taking the 5th Amendment? Maybe ask that to your friend Jeffrey Epstein. I'm going to leave it there. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.